Number two.
Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are wrapping up the month of July.
Can you believe it?
It's hard to believe.
It's like flown by. It's ridiculous. And I think the only way to really get through it is to sip on some gorgeous Chardonnay, compliments of Miss Kitty Wagner at the Blue Star in downtown Vero. Thank you for bringing this deliciousness.
You're welcome. It is delicious. It's a Tally single vineyard Chardonnay that I had kind of just sitting around that will probably show up on the buy the bottle wine list at the restaurant. But yeah, it's delicious.
And right now, there is some exciting things happening behind the scenes at the Blue Star.
Yeah.
So before folks make their reservations or book the date for parties, like ours is going to be tomorrow with the Vero Premier Women's Network, a little mixer. Guys,
yep,
and gals, welcome. Good food, good drink, good networking. You know, donate. We're going to be doing something very inspirational for the Gift for Youth Achievement. But you're closed for a couple more days to make some things happen, and then you'll be reopening and continuing with the summer wine program?
Yes, the summer wine program, I believe, goes until September 1st. Yeah, I think so. I might extend it this year.
Oh.
We started it early, and I might run it a little bit longer. It all depends how much wine I have sitting around.
I love it.
In order to get those deep, deep discounts so that I can give you guys free bottles of wine, I have to take like 50 case drops. So there's
this
wine.
This is hard work.
There's wine everywhere behind the scenes at the Blue Star.
That is delicious. All right. So we reopen that first week in August.
Right. That is correct.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is an opportune venue where if you're hosting an anniversary soiree, a birthday party, any sort of significant thing like that, there's that private dining area. I mean, I can't wait. We get the whole restaurant.
You get the whole restaurant.
Mixer.
Yeah.
But there's options for folks. And as we are into season, it's going to fill up. So if you know you have potential dates in mind, call Kitty.
And the fun thing is with the summer wine special, which is if you guys come in and have four appetizers or two entrees, you get a free bottle of wine. And you get to pick. I have a list of probably six wines, I think, right now.
Oh, nice. Nice choice
options.
So
you've got reds and whites and a rosé. And you guys get to pick. And so, but we're also on summer bistro menu. So we've got a more casual menu. Prices are down a little bit. And it's just a fun time, because summertime is the best time to be a chef because there's so much cool stuff in the market.
So true.
Yeah. I get to change the menu all the time. We're having a really good time with it. And, you know, if you and your husband or significant other or best friend or whoever come in, bring two other people, four people on a table, you guys get a round of appetizers, bottle of wine. You guys, everybody orders an entree, two more bottles of wine. So
I love this math.
It can kind of work in your favor if you want to come out and have, you know, a really nice time, relax, let us do all the work. We'll do the dishes, and you guys can catch up and just really enjoy your time.
It's one of my favorite venues in all of Indian River County, but more importantly, it's just darn delicious.
Well, there you go.
You know, and you bring people, it is very relaxing. So, ladies and gentlemen, just a few more days, she'll be back, it'll look fresh, and you're not going to want to miss this, because who doesn't want free wine? You're going to eat good food and have free wine anyway.
I love free wine.
Right? It's the best way. So sitting beside her, I feel like it's like a lot of like women-owned business power.
It's pretty cool.
On this half of the studio. I'm really excited about it too. In the studio, we have Miss Christina Bruce of Christina Bruce Interior. She is the owner, the founder, the lead designer extraordinaire. Welcome.
The janitor.
That's right. Everything has to get done.
Yes.
But it gets done with a smile, right?
Some days, most days. Not all days, but today when I'm here with you drinking Chardonnay.
I can relate to that.
Things are looking up. Things
Absolutely.
Are looking real good. Now, this is pretty exciting because you have lots of ample experience from your past, but you opening the doors to your own place, it's relatively new.
It is. So just a little background on me and my design world and experience. I graduated from the Savannah College of Art and Design with a BFA.
So I love me some SCAD.
So SCAD's a great program, challenging program, but certainly learned a lot and prepared me a lot for, you know, the world as an interior designer. And I had the opportunity to start my own business in Savannah for several years, doing more small scale residential and a couple small scale commercial projects, working with contractors and people who were building new and picking finishes. And then I had a wonderful opportunity when we decided to move back here. I'm Vero Beachian, born and raised.
Yeah.
Been here almost 40 years. So when we decided to have a family,
you're a rare breed, darling. A rare breed indeed.
It's a, you know, privilege to be from here, let's be honest.
I agree.
To get to be back
here,
absolutely. So when we moved back, you know, I just wanted to sort of get my bearings and, you know, learn more about, you know, the market in Vero Beach, because of course we are blessed to have so many people with such beautiful homes. So I worked with a high-end residential architect in town and helped him with the finishes and the fabrics and the furnishings for the homes that they were building and all over Vero Beach and throughout
and
the
elsewhere,
country.
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. So that was a wonderful experience with wonderful people and a wonderful boss. But eventually it was just sort of time for me to spread my wings and dream my own dream. I've always had that entrepreneur spirit and sort of branched out on my own and now have been doing that for about 8 months now. And really enjoying, you know, the opportunity to sort of make my own dreams and forge my own path. So, you know, I've had a lot of great opportunities so far in terms of both residential and commercial. So I'm just looking forward to more opportunities in this lovely town of Vero Beach.
Well, and I know that there is, honestly, no shortage of experienced interior designers and even decorators throughout the Atlantic coastline, right? But there are things that helps to set you apart. And I'm sure that our listeners, they're thinking, okay, I'm intrigued. You know, she sounds ambitious. She sounds like she might be just what I'm looking for my project. If you had to point out something or some things that would help set you apart from the others, what might that be?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, number one would be my education background. You know, there's a lot of different avenues to interior design and interior decorating. And, you know, there's a lot of different paths, but obviously getting a good education from a really formal, well-accredited school is a great foundation.
Sure.
And then, of course, my past experience has been wonderful, too. But I think for me, both my experience in residential and commercial gives me, you know, especially from the commercial side, a little bit of a leg up and more knowledge than someone coming in who maybe was just, you know, did decorating and stuff. I've had space planning experience in healthcare situations, and
that's a growing industry around our neck of the
absolutely.
Woods.
Absolutely,
yes, it is. Any healthcare or small—it's more. I like to call it resimercial because really,
oh, that's adorable, Miss Christina Bruce.
I didn't coin that. I heard it, but I
like it. You
sure,
can carry the torch. Carry that
here,
torch.
So really, I like to do commercial spaces that have some element of residential feel. So if you think about, you know, a doctor's office, there's a waiting room, you know, and you want to be comfortable there and feel
right.
like it's a pleasant atmosphere, whether you're going into, if it's a spa or you're going into, you know, get your eyes checked. Like, it's just nice
that
to be
in a
pleasant
experience. That was a good
example.
That was not the example I was
going to say, like, I was trying to think of something
good
that wasn't gross.
That is very PC. That is kosher. Everybody understands it.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes you're spending a big chunk of actual personal time in those areas. So why not have it be as comfortable and accommodating as possible? I think that that's a good vision to have. Now, let's talk about your location. How do people find you?
Well, you can find me on my website. It's ChristinaBruceInteriors.com. I kept it pretty simple. And my email is Christina@ChristinaBruceInteriors.com.
And that's with a C.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Yes. All those Christina.
It's an important distinction.
All those K Christinas out there are just killing me from time to time. But no, C-H. And you can find me on Instagram at ChristinaBruceInteriors. Once again, I'm trying to make myself pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
And feel free to go on there. We'll be next week loading some new pictures from a new project onto my portfolio. So that's
sweet.
Very exciting.
Very exciting indeed.
I think that will be great for people to get to see, just sort of, I like to think that in my projects, whether it's commercial or residential, there's sort of like a common point of view, I like to call it. Again, something I did not coin myself, so don't give me credit.
But, you know, like
there's,
it.
There's a common thread that I sure. think you can certainly see. But at the same time, I want people to see that it is specific to not only each person's taste, but each person's life and the practicality and the reality of their life, whether they have pets or kids or grandkids, or they have a lovely life with none of those things.
Right. Go ahead. Put yes. everything in white.
All the white couches. All the linen. All
Every
the time.
Every time I see a white couch, I think, even if you didn't have pets or kids,
it's still dangerous.
You're still going to cry when you spill your wine on
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You have no one to blame but yourself. Yeah, darn
even
it.
If it's white wine, you're going to go, oh, God, really?
Exactly. I know. So, yeah, I think that that's one aspect. You know, I think there's a lot of designers that maybe have like a personal agenda or like a little bit of an ego. I'm not speaking of anyone
in particular,
just in
saying.
Life in general.
Yeah,
we've all seen the reality
true.
Shows, you
yes.
know. But I'm just a very pretty down-to-earth, practical person. And I really enjoy the process of getting to know my clients, whether they're, you know, a doctor building a new practice or whether they're, you know, a family of four redecorating their house. So
sure.
I just sort of, you know, it's a relationship. And like I say, like if you, especially in residential, it can become a very intimate relationship. You know, like I'm helping
yeah.
you like pick out toilets and stuff
it's
like
your
that.
Home.
Like, yeah,
that's
exactly.
your most personal space.
Absolutely. It's where you should, you know, feel the most safe and at home. So, you know, I think the most important thing when you're picking a designer, to be honest, is like whether it's someone you want to drink a glass of Tally Chardonnay
absolutely.
With, which hopefully you all right. enjoy this. So.
I'm yes, loving it.
Absolutely.
I think that that's a good, like, do I like you enough to drink wine with
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm.
You're hired.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. And that's certainly something that we can support. And, you know, we're talking about some of these white sofas and the logistics that goes mm-hmm. behind it. And, of course, you and I were able to meet one another through your working relationship with White Glove Moving and Storage.
Yeah, of course.
So as a designer, you are sometimes a one-woman show in many aspects, and it comes in handy to be able to have a professional outfit that can receive the various pieces that you
Absolutely.
Custom order, that can hang on to those things until you are giving them the green light to, okay, it's install day. Let's make magic happen.
Yes.
Do you reach out to White Glove? Do you love
Absolutely.
Being able to refer them to your customers and
we
your colleagues?
We are very lucky to have, you know, as designers and as consumers, a resource like White Glove with their expertise and their manpower. And, you know, I haven't, every single guy on that force is just a great, wonderful, hardworking person.
Aww, I'm partial to them, but I
yes.
concur.
And I've
That Miss Christina Bruce knows a lot.
I've logged a lot of hours with them, both. You know, of course, now being in charge of the installs and also being, you know, one of the employees on the installs. So, I've had all facets and different relationships with a variety of them. And they're all just wonderful, from the person Aww. Who answers the phone to good old Ben.
Our head of operations. He's been there a minute, folks. He's been there a minute. You know, and that's really great for our listeners to hear, because so much of what White Glove does is not just one-on-one service with our customers, but also helping to build a community as a result of our relationships, because then it all trickles into another leg of conversation. And, you know, here we are brainstorming with Miss Kitty today about potential design opportunities and avenues. And that just is conversation, and that's what happens in a town as unique and as special
Absolutely.
As Vero Beach, where we all really do want to do what we can to support one another. On that note, before we break, I do want to give a quick shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. As you're listening to this broadcast and you might be in the market for a new home yourself, they give you a complimentary consultation, and then you can have the home of your dreams that you can, in fact, afford, which is a nice little tidbit. And then from there, you can hire somebody as amazing as Miss Christina Bruce of Christina Bruce Interiors to help you customize that space and really make it unique and special. And the fact of the matter is when you do a consultation with folks, you talk timeline, right?
Absolutely. Of course. That's always, you know, it's always, everyone needs to set expectations. That's the most important thing when you're working in any field, but especially with this, to set the expectations, you know, when I meet with someone, they say, I need this in 2 months. And they're trying to order a custom sofa. I say, you're not going to have it in 2 months. Right. You know? So it's just everyone to be on the same page is always the most successful project.
And if they want to go about setting up that consultation, they just visit you online and go about setting up that way?
Absolutely. Okay. There's a form online to fill out, or you can email me directly.
Great. And one more time with the website, please.
It's ChristinaBruceInteriors.com.
Wonderful.
If you just Google Christina Bruce Interiors, I come right up. And luckily, there's no other Christina Bruce.
It works every time. All right, so you're listening to The Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready to close out the month of July.
Did you see our producer snapping her finger at me?
Was she?
She was trying to tell me to shut up because we're coming back on air.
Was she successful? Not so much.
She's only the best producer in Indian River County, and
yay,
I did pay attention.
Donna Roberts Mitchell, we love you.
I was paying attention.
You right back. So Vero Insider, we're recapping July. We're highlighting some great things. Shout out to the Hair Studio of Vero. Melissa gave me a fresh cut and color style before I left for my summer trip. I have never gotten so many compliments, and I'm just telling you, it's the most affordable salon in all of Vero Beach. So if you're in the market for somebody new, consider reaching out to Melissa and her growing team. Foxy Nails opens 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right next door to Hallmark. You know, it was very convenient, actually. I had a couple of friends who have birthdays close to mine, you know, end of July, a bunch of Leos running around the streets.
Dangerous. And being in charge.
Yeah. And I'm able to get, like, pampered, and then I can get them a Foxy Nails gift card because they're all going to use it, and then run next door and get the card in which to put it in.
Absolutely.
If that's not multitasking at its finest, I don't know what is. Foxy Nails, you won't be disappointed. And, of course, Pac-Mail Beachside, not only have they included new services, right? Notary, key making, laminating. They are shipping wine. So, like, you fall in love with a delicious wine, like the one that Miss Kitty of the Blue Star has brought for us today. And if you get a great deal on it and you know that this will just speak to somebody that you love, you can send it to them and it will arrive safe and sound, on time, intact. Doesn't get any better than that.
It certainly doesn't.
Right?
Feel free to send it to me anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Christina's opening. Raising her hand. I will happily take that. Well, speaking of, though, you do a lot of donations for different events throughout the community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I am Vero Beach born and bred. My parents have been here almost 40 years. And, you know, I just love this community and to have the opportunity to be back here. My husband's from Dallas, Texas, and he, I think, actually loves this town as much as I do now.
Aww, what's not to love? It didn't take long, right?
No, it certainly didn't.
It has a beach.
Yeah, right?
I know. I mean, Dallas is great.
Easy access.
Exactly. Vero has a beach.
He's like, thanks for being from Vero and not like somewhere awful.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome.
But no, I like to do anything I can to support this community. So if you are listening to this and you have any sort of fundraiser coming up, whether it's a silent auction or a raffle or any sort of charity fundraiser, please reach out to me because I love donating gift certificates for my service for a variety of different hours based on what you're looking for to any sort of locally focused charity.
I think that that's a wonderful thing. And it's certainly, you know, that is such a huge component of a number of these events for the various charities. That's how they make a bulk of their money. It's not necessarily the ticket sales. I mean, the sponsorships are always incredibly welcome and generous,
sure.
But those silent auctions really help to bring in a lot of dollars at the end. So that's tremendous. Are there a few of the groups that really stand out in your mind that you've been able to collaborate with thus far?
Well, the Senior Resource Center, I have had, I've given opportunities to them in terms of gift certificates. You know, I always support St. Edward's School. My children go there. But honestly, any group that's focused on giving back to this wonderful community, I am all about.
And we have a little bit of time. I am very curious in some trends that you're seeing as we get ready to roll into fall.
Me too.
Right? Kitty's
What's
like, I'm taking
on?
Notes.
I know.
So Miss Christina Bruce of Christina Bruce Interiors, what are some trends that you're seeing that you can share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think in, especially in Florida, you know, we have this lovely indoor-outdoor living.
Sure we do, yeah.
Yes. So I think that, you know, continuing to bring that like light, airy feel into our interiors is really still going to stay tried and true. You know, the light oak floors, of course, are still very popular. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm seeing a lot of where I was seeing before more like grayish walls. I'm seeing a lot of just straight white walls, which to me, you know, it's just always a beautiful backdrop for art.
It makes everything
other
pop.
Furnitures. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Your corals, your turquoises, all of that.
Absolutely. Which actually brings me to our next trend. Thank you for that segue. Oh. We all know that living coral is our Pantone color of the year.
Yep.
So of course for us in Florida, that's sort of a no-brainer. I mean, we're probably looking at Pantone. Like,
finally, they picked a color like, that is beachy.
We've been doing that for a while, Pantone. But it's interesting for me to see how, you know, it's being interpreted sort of throughout the country in terms, you know, not everywhere that's landlocked is going to be, you know, attracted to that bright, beachy color. So it's being, I see it more interpreted through, you know, different types of oranges. And I'm seeing, you know, typically in just little pops here and there, but I'm seeing a lot of that beautiful saddle leather that, you know, it's not that it's ever been out of style because it's just one of those super classic,
timeless, yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm seeing it in bar stools and chairs and just really, you know, do the little Instagram scroll and there it is every designer's page. And I think it's great because it really is something that, especially if you invest in like a fairly good leather, it's something that you can have for 40 years.
Right. So. And not have it lose its
Absolutely.
Charm or
Absolutely.
Practicality. So that's really valuable. And I would also say that one of the things, especially from a commercial standpoint, because not only do you help clients one-on-one in their residential needs to customize their space, you also work in the commercial side of things. And I'm sorry, what was your really fun word that you blended?
Resimmercial.
Resimmercial.
I love that.
I love it, too. I'm addicted to that all of a sudden.
Because I don't feel like my restaurant is commercial. I feel it's
exactly,
more resimmercial.
Exactly.
Like you come in and you should feel like you're in my dining room.
Right.
Right? And I want to cook
exactly.
for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the commercial side of things, what is a realistic time frame? Like a Kitty, for example, who's expanding the Blue Star.
Oh, my.
What is a realistic time frame when you start to end the project that, you know, if they already have an existing space for something like that, what is like a good window for folks to say, I need to call and consult with my interior designer?
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, it's certainly at least 6 months, ideally a year.
Okay.
A year for me is always just the right. A year. You know, I've certainly done projects quicker than that, but, you know, I think it's always nice to be able to have your time to start. The issue that I have had in a lot of, especially commercial projects, is that people get with the architect and everything and they have everything ready to go and then they come to me. And, you know, ideally you involve your interior designer from day one.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's, you know, picking the finishes, but also, you know, depending on the type of
person. Because they need to talk to the architect.
There has to be communication going on all different angles.
You have to know
all
that
those
cabinets are going to fit on that wall.
Touche.
Yeah.
Let's not order twice, yeah. Right?
You can move that doorway.
Yeah. Well, Christina Bruce Interiors owner, founder, lead designer extraordinaire, thank you so much for joining our program.
Thank you for having me.
Find her online at ChristinaBruceInteriors.com. And Miss Kitty Wagner, we'll see you at the Blue Star in just a couple weeks. Cheers.
Cheers.